God bless you, woman of God. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith. Thank you, Sister Francis, for releasing a seed of $44.44. No woman of God, that you're stepping into a season of power, a season of glory, a season where the Lord says, I'm going to bring you into a time of greater clarity, a season where the Lord says that you will see that your word shall have much power. For I will bring you into a season for the next 12 months. And I also want to go ahead and wish you a happy birthday in advance, woman of God. But for the next 12 months, you will step into a season of freedom. You will step into a season of new beginnings. You will step into a season where you're going to begin to release those things, people, places, and things that has hindered you and taken away from thee. For the Lord says, this is an hour where you need to begin to guard your emotions, saith the Spirit of the Lord. It's a time where the Lord says, do not allow yourself to become moody, because you can become a little bit moody at times. And yet God says, you are sometimes also a little emotional and vulnerable. And yet when hurt, you withdraw into almost like a cloud of silence. And yet out of this, you can become a little bit moody and cynical when depressed. So this you must guard against, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For the Lord says, I have placed greatness deep down inside of thee, and my word shall be made alive in thee. And you will step into a season of new beginnings. You will step into a season of a fresh start, saith the Spirit of the Most High. For the Lord says, I move upon thee, woman of God. And you're going to find that for the next 12 months, it's going to be a time of soul searching, a time of great spiritual growth, a time where the Lord will say unto the woman of God that you're going to begin to remove the doubt, and you're going to begin to establish some new ideas and new patterns. And yet during the next 12 months, woman of God, you are going to be quite prophetic. You're going to be quite sensitive to the things of the Spirit, and out of this you'll have more clarity. So I want to say to you, Sister Francis, the Lord says, do not confuse your prophetic gifting with your emotions. And so you must learn to decipher the two. And how are you going to do that? By staying in His presence, hearing proper teachings, so that you can begin to equip yourself and then make a concise decision. Okay, this is the prophetic, what I'm feeling. This is my emotions over here. And this is where God is bringing you at, woman of God, because God says to the woman of God that there is so much that He desires to give unto thee. And you're going to have an opportunity, woman of God, to get help. You're going to have an opportunity, woman of God, to move into comfort. You're going to have an opportunity, woman of God, where many people will come to you for guidance and a shoulder to cry on. And I want you to know, woman of God, that it's a season of greatness and new opportunities that shall unfold for thee. When you get to the age of 66, it's going to be a time of much understanding and much insight, a time you're going to deal with money, power, and authority. And you're going to elevate even your financial status, because I see money coming, as well as personal and spiritual growth. And yet you'll find that God says during that time, He says, watch your surroundings, and that's going to be key for you, that you watch whom you have around you. Thank you, Sister Francis, for your seed of $44.44. God is securing the foundations of your life. Four things God is going to touch for you that is going to begin to shift and turn around for you, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Francis. I hear Father God saying, write it down and make it plain, because we're going to walk it out. And Father God says, this is the season to minister to the children. For Father God says, you have the word of life and restoration for the children. And I hear Father God saying, don't look back. For Father God says, all things have been paved out. And Father God says, this is a season of deliverance for the children. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Francis. I just feel God saying transportation, favor in the area of transportation. If you have a desire to take a trip, but I see favor in the area of transportation. God said you're going to begin to write the book and share with the people your story. God said it shall be a blessing to many, and it shall overwhelm many as well, but it shall bring forth great return, great revenue and reward to you. God says, prepare yourself and get ready, because this is the season that He's taking you forward. He's leading you into the right path, and He's bringing you into the right people, into the path of the right people, and connecting you to the right people. I feel God saying there's an outpouring of His blessings upon you. I saw God blessing you tremendously in the area of finances, vacation or relaxation, something that will take you away from all the situations and problems that may be going on around you. But God says this is the time that He's outpouring the blessings upon you, and you're going to begin to rise to the top, and you're going to be elevated. And God says you're going to move forward with grace and dignity and great character. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's newness all around you. God is saying for you not to worry. God is saying don't doubt. And God is saying that He's opening up many doors for you. And God is saying for you to prepare. There's change. And God is saying that this change is for the good, for the better. I see boxes. I don't know if you're planning on moving or you're discussing moving, but I see the boxes packed for the movement. God is saying that there is bigger and better waiting, and that's the word of the Lord. God bless you, Sister Frances. I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying that you're going to be going forward. God says that He's giving you a voice to be heard, and I'm hearing God say for you to prepare, because I'm hearing God say that you're going to be packing your bags for travel, and God saying says that you're going to see much. Sister Frances, I'm hearing the word of the Lord speak on education, and I'm hearing God say that there's going to be a book that you're going to be writing, and I'm also hearing God speak on children's books, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Frances. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And thinking not strange about some things that you're walking through in this season, because God has your back. Don't be weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not, saith the Spirit of the living God. There's a promotion coming, and there's an open door and new opportunities, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Frances. I hear the word of the Lord say to you in this season, balance. For Father God says this is the season to balance your priorities out concerning business and home and family. And I hear Father God saying, plan the vacation. But Father God said, this is the season. I do hear Father God saying, anything near water or having to do with water will be very soothing and blessing to the family. And I just hear Father God saying, increase and expansion on the home for prepare for the joy. While Father God saying, this is going to be an addition to the family. And that is the word of the Lord.